Hello and welcome to another Mention Inglés podcast. This is podcast number 70, recorded for February 2014. ¿Cómo está volando el tiempo? How the time is flying. We're already in February. How time flies. En el nivel básico este mes, practicamos un poco de gramática y los antónimos, opposites. En el nivel intermedio, estudiamos la diferencia entre in spite of, despite, although, and even though, porque a veces se confunden en inglés. There is a change the word exercise in the cuaderno, so we can also revise the vocabulary in that. And we practice verb tenses and some general vocabulary in the advanced section. There's also business English vocabulary as usual, all to help you improve your English and take it to the next level. En los podcasts mensuales hablamos de los temas, vocabulario y ejercicios que salen en nuestro cuaderno mensual. Así podéis practicar la pronunciación y repasar el material del cuaderno. Si quieres recibir gratis el cuaderno cada mes, ve la transcripción de este podcast o leer los anteriores, ve a mencioningles.com y sigue los enlaces en la página principal. Ok, vamos a empezar con el nivel básico y la gramática. ¿Were your parents born here? ¿Were your parents born here? No decimos was porque parents, los padres, es plural. Y nota que no traducemos padres como fathers. Es un error típico por los españoles. Your mother and your father are your parents. Repite. Parents. My parents. Mis padres. Repite. My parents were born. My parents were born here. Nacían aquí. Where were your parents born? Esto es un poco difícil decir. Escucha. Where were? Hay que poner los labios hacia la where. Where. Where were? Repite. Where. Where. Were. Were. Where were? Where were you born? ¿Dónde naciste? Repite. Where were you born? I was born in London. Where were you born? Where were your parents born? Escucha. What is she doing? She's making dinner. What is she doing? ¿Qué está haciendo? Es el tiempo verbal presente continuo. Present continuous. Muchas veces cuando hablamos hacemos una contracción con el what y el is. Así que no decimos what is, decimos what's. What's she doing? Repite. What's she doing? What's. What's she doing? What's he doing? What's he doing at the moment? What's he doing now? Nota que también podemos emplear el presente continuo para hablar del futuro. What's she doing tomorrow? Repite. What's she doing tomorrow? What's he doing next week? What's he doing for Christmas? ¿Cómo se dice en la segunda persona con you? ¿Cómo se dice esta pregunta con you? What are you doing? What are you doing? Que también se puede contraer. What are. What are you doing? Repite. What are you doing? Water. What are you doing? What are you doing at the weekend? What are you doing on Friday night? What are you doing for dinner tonight? Escucha. Do you like shopping? Yes, I love it. No olvides el pronombre it. En español, no hace falta. Se dice, ¿te gusta ir de compras? Sí, me gusta. En inglés hay que incluir el pronombre. Repite. Yes, I love it. Yes, I like it. I like it very much. Me gusta mucho. Repite. Very much. Very much. I like it very much. I like her. I like them. I like him. I hate them. I love it. I don't like it. I don't like it very much. Escucha. How much coffee do you drink? Quite a lot. Quite a lot means bastante. Quite a lot. Repite. Quite a lot. I drink quite a lot of coffee. I drink quite a lot of wine. I take quite a lot of sugar in my coffee. He drinks quite a lot of beer. Escucha. Can you speak Spanish? Yes, I can. ¿Puedes hablar español? ¿O sabes hablar español? Sí, puedo. Sí, yo sé. Nota que en estas respuestas cortas se repite el auxiliar. Vamos a practicar un poco las respuestas cortas. Voy a decir algunas preguntas y tú me contestas con una respuesta corta. Si no sabes la respuesta, no te preocupes. Simplemente repite la respuesta cuando la digo yo. Are you ready? ¿No has contestado? Es la primera pregunta. Are you ready? ¿Estás listo? Yes, I am. El verbo auxiliar es to be. Are you? Yes, I am. Nota que nunca se contraen estas respuestas cortas. Nunca se dice, yes, I am. Okay? Yes, I am. Are you ready? Yes, I am. Do you understand? Yes, I do. Are you Spanish? Yes, I am. Do you speak Spanish? Yes, I do. Do you speak Chinese? No, I don't. Can you understand Chinese? No, I can't. Were you born in the UK? Were you born in the UK? No, I wasn't. Are your parents English? No, they're not. Are you English? No, I'm not. Have you got a car? Yes, I have. Or, en contrario, no, I haven't. Have you got any brothers or sisters? No, I haven't. Or, en contrario, yes, I have. Are you bored with this exercise? Yes, I am. Well, I am. So, moving on to los antónimos. Continuamos con los antónimos. Opposites. Voy a decir una palabra en inglés. Tú me dices el antónimo. For example, interesting. What's the opposite of interesting? Boring. This podcast is really boring. Or, that film was very interesting. What's the opposite of left? Izquierda. Right. The opposite of north? South. The opposite of early? Late. The opposite of easy. Difficult. The opposite of rich. Poor. Male. Female. First. Last. Pretty. Ugly. Happy. Sad. Okay, good. Now, moving on to the intermediate section, and in this month's cuaderno, we looked at in spite of, despite, and although, and even though. Vamos a revisarlas. In spite of and despite both mean a pesar de. In spite of her behavior, I still love her. In spite of and despite mean the same thing, and they are interchangeable. For example, it's correct to say either of the following. She sang well, despite having a cold. She sang well, in spite of having a cold. Some people prefer despite because it's shorter. Despite the fact that you can choose which word to use, mixing them into in despite of is wrong. Although and even though mean aunque or a pesar de. Even though it was raining, I decided to walk to the pub. Although it was raining, I decided to walk to the pub. Fui al pie al pub a pesar de que llovía. Nota que la gramática no es la misma. No se puede decir despite it was raining, I decided to walk to the pub. Or in spite of it was raining, I decided to walk to the pub. Pero sí se puede decir despite the fact that it was raining, I decided to walk to the pub. Or despite the rain. So despite plus sustantivo. Despite the rain, I decided to walk to the pub. Listen and repeat the following examples from the cuaderno. Although the weather was terrible, he felt really good. Although the weather was terrible, he felt really good. Despite the bad weather, he felt really good. Despite the bad weather, he felt really good. Even though it was raining, he felt really good. Even though it was cold, he felt really good. In spite of the heavy rain, he felt really good. Although he had a cold, he felt really good. Despite the fact that he was ill, he felt really good. Although his cold was very bad, he felt really good. Despite his terrible cold, he felt really good. Even though his wife had left him, he felt really good. In the vocabulary section for intermediate this month, we had an exercise called Change the Word. You had to change one letter each time to find the word that was described. I'll repeat the definitions now to see if you can remember or guess the words. And don't forget, each word has one letter different from the previous word. For example, the first word was the opposite of white. That's easy. It's black. The second word is similar to black with one different letter. And it's the British English expression for un edificio de viviendas, a of flats, or in American English, an apartment block, B-L-O-C-K, block. One letter, different, black to block. Okay, seguimos. Now, the next word is a thing that tells the time. Change the letter B to a C and you have a clock. So, how can you now change clock to describe the thing that you do with a computer mouse? Click to click icons with a mouse. A salesman acts smoothly and efficiently. This word means hábil, suave, profesional. También es una mancha de aceite in inglés, or petróleo. The word is slick, S-L-I-C-K. A slick salesman, or an oil slick. Now change slick to mean not tight. Suelto or flojo. This means slack. This word is slack. S-L-A-C-K. You can change slack to give you a small, rough house. I think in Spanish it's a chabola or choza. Casucha, maybe? That's a shack. S-H-A-C-K. For example, a fishing shack or an old shack in the forest. Next one is a little easier. How can you change shack to mean a large fish with sharp teeth? Tiburón in Spanish is shark. And what's the opposite of blunt? A knife doesn't cut, it's blunt. The opposite is, in Spanish, afilado, which is sharp, S-H-A-R-P, a sharp knife. The knives in our house are not usually very sharp, they're usually blunt. Change one letter of sharp and you get the English word for compartir, which is to share. Share is a verb. You'll have to share the chocolate cake because there isn't enough. But it can also be a noun, as in stocks and shares, acciones, to have a share in a company. Change one letter of share and you get a verb which means to look fixedly at something or someone. Mirar fijamente. Do you know that verb in English? To stare. S-T-A-R-E. Often with the preposition at, to stare at something. What are you staring at? Stop staring at me. What do you call the extra tire, neumático, in the boot of the car, the back of the car? La rueda de repuesto. Well, change a letter of stare and you get spare, the spare tire. Most new cars don't seem to have spare tires anymore. My Mazda doesn't have a spare tire, just a can of special glue in case I get a puncture, un pinchazo, un agujero en el neumático. That's called a puncture. Repeat, puncture. Leave enough to write your name. So this word is hueco or sitio. An empty area. If you change spare, you get space. Leave enough space to write your name. What do you call saffron, curry powder, basil, cinnamon, paprika, etc.? They are all spices. So, spice, S-P-I-C-E. Saffron is a spice that's added to paella. The next word is not so common. How can you change spice by one letter to give you a pointed piece of metal? I think in Spanish it's barrote or pincho, punta. The answer is spike, S-P-I-K-E. A hedgehog, erizo, has spikes, and a porcupine, I'll try to pronounce this, puerco espin, also has spikes. And punk rockers have spiky hair, short spiky hair. Spiky is the adjective of spike. The next word should be easy for you because we've already studied it in this podcast. We decided to go to the beach in of the weather. In spite of. Change spite by one letter and you get the name for the most important bone, hueso, in your back. So, columna vertebral is the spine. In the UK, it's usually cloudy, grey and miserable. I wish the sun would. How can you change spite by one letter to get the verb brillar? To shine. I wish the sun would shine in London. Change the word again and you get the noise made by a miserable dog. If you listen closely to this podcast, you sometimes hear our neighbour's dog doing this next door. Gimotear in Spanish. Lloriquear is to whine. W-H-I-N-E. Our neighbour's dog is always whining during the day. It's really annoying. Finally, change whine by one letter and you get the opposite of the word that we started with. What's the opposite of black? White. Well done.
Ahora viene el anuncio. Pero por favor no pasas adelante. Escucha un momento, porque siempre me ha gustado la idea de aprender inglés con videos. Por eso te recomendamos ABA English. Los videos de ABA English son muy profesionales y están muy bien hechos. Además de las 144 clases gratuitas de gramática en vídeo, también tienes la posibilidad de probar la primera unidad de tu nivel, y hay 6 niveles distintos, y realizar todas las secciones de esta unidad para probar su metodología única de aprendizaje. Tú aprendes inglés viendo películas cortas con subtítulos, que ya es un método muy eficaz para aprender inglés, pero también actúas en estas películas. Es muy divertido. En la misma unidad realizas ejercicios de speaking y roleplay, actuando en el diálogo del cortometraje que has visto. Los cortometrajes con situaciones de la vida real son la base de cada unidad del curso de inglés. Llevan incorporada la tecnología de reconocimiento de voz propia. Echa un vistazo a los vídeos de abaenglish.com. Puedes empezar los cursos gratis, sin coste alguno, y además con apoyo en español. Al empezar tienes que facilitar una dirección de email y contestar algunas preguntas básicas, pero no es necesario que realices ningún pago. Y yo pienso personalmente que si una empresa ofrece un producto gratis para probarlo, es porque es bueno y la empresa crea en sus productos, como nosotros en la mansión del inglés. Regístrate hoy y aprende inglés gratis con vídeo, en casa y a tu ritmo. abaenglish.com. Pruébalo. No tienes nada de perder.
Moving on. And in the advanced section this month, we had some random vocabulary. In the exercise, you had to choose the best word for each sentence. So let's revise the words and chat about them a little. Physicists have been conducting a series of experiments to find the Higgs boson particle. So, an experiment is something that you can conduct. In this sense, it really just means to do, but it makes the collocation just a little more formal. To conduct an experiment. This job won't appeal to you unless you enjoy travelling and spending long periods away from home. The answer had to be appeal in this question because it was the only word followed by the infinitive with to. You cannot say lure to you, you can't say attract to you, or engage to you in this context. But you can say appeal to you. It appeals to you. Do you know what appeals to me right now? A nice cold cocktail on the beach in Hawaii. Does that appeal to you? If you intend to take the company to court, you should first of all seek legal advice. The choices in this question were desire, seek, search, and ask. Well, you need a preposition with search and ask. Do you know which one? For, usually. To ask for advice and to search for advice. Desire is possible grammatically, but it doesn't make sense in this context. So seek is the answer. And to seek is a more formal way of saying to look for. It's popular to find seek in newspapers and online advertisements. For example, man seeks attractive 25-year-old female for serious relationship. Or elderly woman seeks man for companionship. So to seek is to look for. One thing I really love about my job is that I have plenty of openings to travel, options to travel, occasions to travel, or opportunities to travel. What do you think? Grammatically, they are all possible, but with a slight difference in meanings. Let's put them in context. Plenty of openings. You should study computer software design. There are plenty of openings for software designers these days. Plenty of openings. Plenty of options. If you want an Android-based mobile phone, there are plenty of options on the market. There are plenty of options. Plenty of occasions. You'll have plenty of occasions to go out with your mates and get drunk after the exams. What are you doing it now for? Plenty of occasions. And finally, the answer. Plenty of opportunities. One thing I really love about my job is that I have plenty of opportunities to travel. Plenty of opportunities. Pepito's son is under a lot of pressure from other teenagers in his peer group to wear the same clothes. A peer group in sociology is a social group composed of, or made up of, individuals of approximately the same age. At dictionary.com it says, peer group, noun, a group of people, usually of similar age, background, and social status, with whom a person associates and who are likely to influence the person's beliefs and behavior. Peer pressure can be very strong, and it's not uncommon for teenagers to wear the same clothes, listen to the same music, spend money on the same things, and even take the same drugs as their peers. Peer pressure can be a dangerous thing. Pepito is used to doing business in Spain. It's difficult for him to alter to working in the North American market. It's difficult for him to vary to working in the North American market. It's difficult for him to adapt to working in the North American market. Or it's difficult for him to affect to working in the North American market. Well, as with the word appeal before, adapt is the only word here that is followed by the infinitive with to. So the answer, it's difficult for Pepito to adapt to working in the North American market. When I came to Spain, it was hard for me to adapt to eating later in the evening. It was difficult for me to adapt to the hot weather in the summer. And it wasn't easy for me to adapt to kissing girls twice on the cheek when I said hello. I'm used to it now, though. Verb tenses was the other area we studied a little in the advanced section, and the first example was the following. You'd expect Pepito to be looking tired because he's been working really hard for the last month and a half. He's been working. I've been studying. We've been travelling. It's present perfect continuous. Repeat. How long have you been working there? I've been living here for nearly 3 years. Listen, we left the hotel after lunch, and fortunately, the rain had stopped by then. The rain had stopped. That's past perfect simple. The rain had stopped by the time we had left the hotel. It's a kind of prepasado, the pre-past. In Spanish, it's the pluscuamperfecto. It shows the difference in time between two things that happened in the past. Many of my students say, can't we just use the past simple twice? Well, you can in some situations, but if you want to show the difference in time in the past, you really do need the past perfect. Repeat. He'd already left when I arrived. He'd already left when I arrived. She hadn't lived before she met me. She hadn't lived before she met me. We'd already seen the film twice before we saw it with you. We'd already seen the film twice before we saw it with you. The next example, when I was a child, we used to go on holiday to Scotland every year. I think we went to Edinburgh 7 times, was the answer. You can't use the used to past in this example, because we're speaking about the individual number of times we went to Edinburgh and not a habit of going there regularly. So I can say when I lived in Scotland, I used to visit Edinburgh quite a lot, but I can't say I used to go 7 times. The next example of present perfect simple is similar. Listen. I've driven around this area hundreds of times. I know it like the back of my hand. It wouldn't be correct to say I've been driving around this area hundreds of times. However, I can say I've been driving for ages and I'm really tired. But here, the emphasis is on the activity of driving and not on the number of times. Compare the following examples of present perfect simple and present perfect continuous. I've been teaching for 18 years. I've taught in 3 different countries. Valencia football team has been playing really badly lately. They've lost 8 games already this season. We've been saving up money for a new car. We've saved nearly 3,000 euros so far. Listen to the next example and compare the use of 2 other tenses, the past perfect continuous and the past continuous. We had been walking in the sun for about 5 hours with no water, by which time we were feeling very dehydrated and quite ill. We had been walking in the sun. It's continuous to show emphasis on the activity of walking. And it's past perfect because we need to show that the walking happened before we started to feel ill and dehydrated. Listen again. We had been walking in the sun for about 5 hours with no water, by which time we were feeling very dehydrated and quite ill. The next example is similar. Listen, Pepito had been drinking beer all day, so it wasn't surprising that he threw up in the car. Poor old Pepito, he's always in trouble, losing his job or his girlfriend, getting drunk. Sometimes people ask me if Pepito is real. Well, he's actually based on a Spanish friend of mine from Valencia who I used to see a lot when I first moved here. I changed his name, of course, to save my friend some embarrassment. So, Pepito had been drinking beer all day. So it wasn't surprising that he threw up in the car. Here we have the same use of the past perfect continuous. He threw up, vomito, en el coche, but all that drinking beer activity happened before he was sick. So we use the past perfect continuous to show the difference in time. A pre-past, before Pepito threw up. And the final example, so much smoke had been coming from our balcony all afternoon that eventually we had to tell our neighbours that we were having a barbecue and that they were all invited. We were having a barbecue, past continuous, for a longer activity. We were having a barbecue before we told our neighbours. We were having a barbecue when we told our neighbours, and we continued having a barbecue after we told our neighbours. But the smoke had been coming from our balcony continually all afternoon and before we invited our neighbours to join us. All this verb tense stuff might sound a bit confusing to you without actually seeing the exercise and examples, so if you're not sure about this verb tense grammar, have a look at the exercise in the February newsletter at cuadernodeingles.com. cuadernodeingles.com. In the Business English section this month, we looked at some more Business English vocabulary. For example, we had this sentence, I would rather we talked about this later. This is quite a formal expression. Notice that the verb to talk is in the past simple. I would rather we talked about this later. And of course, in spoken English, we often contract I would to I'd. Listen, I'd rather we talked about this later. Repeat, I'd rather. I'd rather we talked. I'd rather we talked about this later. I'd rather you didn't do that. I'd rather you came to work a bit earlier. I'd rather you dealt with the problem. Next example, we brought her in to help us with the new advertising campaign. If you bring someone in, you give them the job of doing something, a project maybe, or a particular task in the company. For example, you want a new logo for your company, but there is nobody in the company with the design skills necessary to do the job. So you bring someone in to do it. Repeat. We brought him in. We brought him in to design a new logo. We brought her in. We brought her in to help with marketing. We should bring in an expert to do this. Listen. Maybe you should try a different approach. Approach here means method, system, or way of working. If you have a problem, you can often approach it in different ways. I think in Spanish you can say abordar. There are several different ways to approach this problem. And finally, we had the collocation positive impact. Putting Sam in charge has had a positive impact on the growth of our new business. This new approach should have a positive impact on sales. Well, I hope this podcast has had a positive impact on your English. I have to go now, unfortunately, but we will of course be back next month with another podcast based on our monthly newsletter, our Cuaderno de Inglés Mensual. Remember, you can listen to all our previous podcasts at mansioningles.com and of course on iTunes. And don't forget to check out, mirar, echar un vistazo, check out our podcast called Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig, en lo que hablo con mi amigo Reza sobre el vocabulario, la gramática y la pronunciación de inglés. Puedes encontrarlo también en iTunes. Si te gustan nuestros podcasts, puedes ayudarnos con una corta crítica en iTunes, contribuyendo así a que más personas pueden conocernos y escucharnos. Gracias a todos los que han ya escrito algún comentario. Thank you very much to all of you who have written reviews for us. And thank you for your emails that you're sending us. And thank you very much for listening to this podcast and for being part of the community of La Mención del Inglés. Remember, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mención del Inglés, where you can ask questions, make comments, and do the exercises that we publish and practice your listening. Or you can send me an email to mencionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter, where we tweet useful links to improve your English. Our Twitter name is MencionTwit. Puedes ver el cuaderno mensual de este mes y todos los cuadernos anteriores en cuadernodeingles.com. Until next month then, keep practicing, have a wonderful month, and keep taking your English to the next level. Take care and bye for now. The music in this month's podcast is by Revolution Void. The album is The Politics of Desire, and the track is called Outer Orbit.